Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie, you are very nervous right now, and that's because Rod Winner, our big, 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 big boss of the company, he's in Shepparton and he's arrived in the office. Now, if you guys missed it, a couple of months ago, Ellie said to me off air that she thinks he's really hot. So I got him on the phone to surprise Ellie and she absolutely lost it. And take a listen to this moment. Rod Winner, our big, big boss. So what did you say about Rod, Ellie?
He looked good today.
Rod, she thought you looked really hot yesterday, were her exact words.
No, it wasn't. It was just like he's hot. Like,
please tell Rod exactly what you said to me.
When are you in Shepparton next, Rod? Because nervous about it. No, as in like, because I'm going to have to call in sick that day.
Oh, Rod, I thought you were looking for a hookup.
Okay, so the day's come that I'm calling in sick, so bye.
Finally, a few months has gone and come by and come and gone by, and now here we are. Rod Winner has arrived in Shepparton, the big boss, and Ellie's feeling nervous. Now, during that last song, I just went out and saw him. He's looking very good today.
Okay, he's a married man. Can you stop being so creepy towards him?
Hey, Goulburn Valley, let me just talk about what Ellie says off air about him.
No,
she's all like, Rod's so hot, man. Like, he's so good looking. How good is he?
No, stop.
I'd do anything for a promotion. No, he's that hot.
Then
on air, she gets on and says, oh, my goodness. No, I'm so nervous. So, without further ado, I'm going to leave the studio.
No, Josiah, you're actually not, though. You can't. That's not fair. Come on. You're contracted to be here between 6 and 9.
And I'm going
to
invite him in. You guys can be left alone one-on-one.
No, Josiah,
so, see you guys.
Josiah,
I'm done. I'm off. Rod, come in.
Josiah! Hey, Rod!
Just morning.
Microphone over there, please. I'm out. See you guys.
No, stay. Nah. Stay. We've got so much to catch up on, all of us. All of us have got heaps to catch up on. Hey, Rod.
Hey, how we doing? No eye contact.
I'm good, thanks, Rod. I'm good. How are you? Look at you. You got a nice suit on today.
Thank you very much. How were your holidays?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yep, it's been good. You know, just went to Europe, went to the beach.
Good. Nice.
Ate some food.
Drank some vino.
Little bit, not enough. I feel like I could use one right now. So, Rod, I haven't seen you in a while.
No, it's been a while.
Nice apologies about the bus throng that's been going on with my co-host.
Yes.
I can assure you none of it's true, and I respect you as a manager. And
well played.
Yeah, cool. What else? What have you been up to?
Oh, heaps. I'm on a travel this week all over Victoria.
So nice.
Can't wait to get around and see everyone.
Is your favourite place to come Shepparton?
That's why I'm doing it first.
Just
to get it off on a high.
Exactly. Get the ball rolling. Cool. What else? What'd you have for breakfast?
Oh, you know.
No, I wasn't there. I don't know. Cool. All right. Yep. Any minute now, Josiah. Okay, cool. Hey, this is my co-host, Josiah. I think you know him.
He's done a fantastic job.
Yeah, really well, thanks.
How was the date?
Yeah, it wasn't a date by any stretch.
Do you have a good date? No?
It wasn't a date. It was just us, a couple of old friends, colleagues.
What did I miss, Rod? How'd she go?
She was fantastic.
Thanks.
Absolutely. She always is.
Did she say what she says off air to your face?
I did not say that. Rod, I didn't say that.
Because see how she's squirming now, Rod? Away when you're not here. Let me paint a picture of the real Ellie
No,
Chaney.
Don't.
When you walk out now, she'll be like, yeah, he's so hot.
No, I'm not.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
UFOs, aliens, they're around, guys, and they're in the Goulburn Valley. We're all going to die.
Whoa.
Well, I took that too far.
I know. I said this to you yesterday. I'm like, there's going to be some 10-year-old listening to you thinking that genuinely we are under attack from aliens. Kids, we're not.
Okay.
It's fine. Well, Josiah's just spinning stories.
Kids are asleep still. I won't say after 8 o'clock this morning we're all going to die.
Okay,
parents,
that'd be great.
It's okay. No, on Saturday night, it was Sunday morning, I was driving home from Melbourne and went and watched Cam Smith's 400th game in Amy Park. And I was coming up the Goulburn Valley Freeway just before the Shep Greyhounds. And I spotted at 12:30 in the morning what looked like, yes, an aeroplane. But it was circular. It had lots of lights on it. And it was as low as the airplanes that fly in and out of the Shep airport.
This is maybe a bombshell for you, but could it have been a helicopter? Because they're circular and they fly as low as planes.
Thought about that? No, it wasn't. It was bigger than a helicopter.
Okay.
It was too big to be a drone. And no, it wasn't a UFO. It was a UFO. it wasn't a balloon, one of those NASA weather balloons.
Okay.
And it wasn't a satellite. It was too low from that. And we had so many calls come through yesterday. So 13, 12,
we had
16.
Like three.
If you saw it or know what I'm talking about, please get in touch.
But the calls that we had yesterday have what's warranted, good English, Ellie, this investigation. Because a lot of people said they didn't only see something on Saturday night, but recently weird stuff's been happening around the Goulburn Valley that could be attributed to aliens.
What was even weirder is every single call we took live to air yesterday cut out.
Yeah, because the aliens got them, guys.
Or they're interfering because they know we're onto us.
Nah, they abducted them. They're gone. Daniel, Holly, who was it who called? Can't even remember.
Stacey.
They're gone. They're gone, guys, forever. But 13, 12, 16, we wanna get your stories this morning. Have you noticed anything weird happening around the Goulburn Valley lately?
Especially that time. And I did a bit of research after the show yesterday because I didn't realise the feedback we get. I thought I was going to be the only one and everyone's just going to think it's Josiah on another one of his rants. But
no. Rants? I thought you were going to say like another big Saturday night.
One of those as well.
I'm seeing the lights. I think it's a UFO.
I can confirm I was driving. I hadn't had anything to drink.
Okay.
I did some research and Shep is quite the area for UFO sightings. There's quite a few around over the years. It started in the 40s.
Mm.
And there was even one as recent as 2014. That was a NASA balloon, though, which I love.
Yeah.
And the Shep Council actually had to release an official statement to say, guys, it was just a balloon. It's okay.
Well, I say we get someone from the council on to clear this up. I say we get the Shep Airport on. I'm trying to chase them at the moment because there's surely an explanation. But we are asking for your story. Someone's just called through. Hello, you're live on the radio. Who's this?
Adrian.
Hey, Adrian.
First of all, are you an alien?
No.
We feel like we have to clarify that before each call because you never know these days. Have you got a weird story for us? What's been happening around your place?
No, it was actually Jupiter, that light that you saw.
Jupiter?
Yeah.
It was too low to be Jupiter. It was like, it was only about 30 Ks up. Like, it was as low as a plane.
Yeah, I know. I saw it exactly the same.
What, so you're saying Jupiter the planet?
That's right.
What's Jupiter doing down at the airport? Just come down for a quick flight to Melbourne?
It came up on the Stars app. You know how you can point your phone at the stars?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to argue with you because I believe Jupiter's definitely in the sky.
I feel like Jupiter's more likely than a UFO, let's face it.
Well, it wasn't in space. It was literally as low as the planes that are about to land at the Shep Airport. Like, we're talking only a few Ks up.
But maybe that's just because it was really far away and it was down, you know, like the Earth's rotation.
No, it was a flying object with lights on it. Jupiter doesn't have lights on it unless you can confirm there's people on Jupiter. What are you up to at the moment? You sound like you're at a busy airport or something.
No, just driving.
Oh, there you go.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for your insight. We will look into Jupiter as a possible explanation.
Okay, we'll put it on the list, mate. Thank you.
Yeah. Keep those calls coming. 13, 12, 16. If you've noticed any alien-like activity around our region, I cannot believe we're actually doing this as a phone topic.
I feel like if we talk about it this time, we might get a few interesting calls anyway.
Bree's in Dookie. What are your thoughts, Bree?
Well, I must admit, being out at Dookie, you can see everything. And I have seen lights. And I know you have planes and stuff above Shepparton, but I've definitely seen things in the past. But I know there's definitely been things happening, well, above Benalla that go towards Shepparton and a lot faster than I would imagine, and definitely not planes.
Or satellites, because this was too low to be a satellite. It was in our atmosphere. It was only probably, you know, a few hundred metres above us.
I lay on my trampoline often of a night time in the warmer weather and watch satellites with my children. I can tell you these are not satellites. There's no way. They're not weather balloons. They're not satellites. I just don't question what they are because it's too scary.
Yeah, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So what happened? 100%. Tell us about your story again. What happened at your house on the weekend?
Well, last night, my dog, super sensitive, you know, Kelpie puppy, generally sleeps all night, no worries. All of a sudden came running up to the room, belting me on the head to get my attention and was going nuts around the house. And it was quite windy last night, so we copped a bit of wind, but there was something, something just strange happening outside the house, and it suddenly got quiet and still, and just this really loud bang, and then there were boxes in our storage room that have been there for 12 months, so all of a sudden, they've just hit the ground. We've never had anything like that happen, and just this last week, there's definitely been times where I thought, funny noises, like the sound of maybe a truck or, and living in a farming area, you hear lots of, you know, trucks and tractors and stuff like that, but this was different. So
Could it have been like an intruder or something, or like the kids playing around or something?
No way. No, we live in the middle of nowhere. There's just no one. Nah, it wouldn't be.
I'm with you as well, because it was a very windy night, but there was no storm. So it couldn't be lightning, couldn't have been everything. And the fact that the wind stopped, then you hear the noise and then the wind picks up. It's almost like a UFO like landed or something.
Yeah, and something was setting the dog off. And you know that dogs hear better than us. I mean, I certainly heard things go bump in the night before, and the dog and the kids slept straight through it. But this woke the children and I and the dog snap awake, and I was just, I was absolutely gobsmacked. There's way more out there than what we know, and
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm a skeptic when it comes to UFOs and the whole thing, but, like, the chats we've been having around this are kind of scaring me.
Yeah, no, look, at the end of the day, the fact that we even exist as humans, the sheer miracle that makes us, and I'm not being religious here, I'm saying the fact that we can even exist, there's got to be more out there than just what we can see. And, well, there's got to be more intelligent life forms than humans.
Yeah, true. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of galaxies, you know? Like, there's a lot out there.
They're coming for us. It's 2019. We're all going, guys.
No.
I knew I was onto something. Bree, thanks for sharing your story this morning.
No worries.
Fascinating stuff.
Turns out she's not the only one that's heard the Big Bang. Clint's in Shep. He's given us a call this morning. Clintos, how are you, mate?
Go on, mate.
You heard the Big Bang as well?
Yeah, 2:30 this morning, mate, and the wife nudged me in the ribs and said there was a big bang.
What do you reckon it was? Aliens?
Oh, could be anything, mate. But yeah, I've heard this stuff before.
Have you seen anything like that? Like, have you spent much time staring up to space while you've been up here?
Mate, in the truck, you stare at the space all the time. You've got nothing else to look at.
Do you see a few things?
Yeah, I'll tell you something now. Like, when I was younger, I was about 7 years old, 6, 7 years old with my uncle. He used to drive road trains. And yes, I did see min-min lights.
You saw what lights?
Min-min lights.
What's a min-min light?
Oh, I don't know what they are, but I've seen them 100%. They stop the truck and everything. They completely shut the truck down. They come up the road.
Yeah.
They follow the main roads and the traffic and all stuff. And yeah, they come past us, come back, shut the truck down completely. Truck was lit up.
What do you mean? So, like, there's like a spaceship over the top of you shining its lights on you?
I don't know. All I remember was seeing all these massive lights around us, and like, it scared the shit out of me.
But Clint, I reckon you need to stop, revive, and survive.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I think you needed a nap, Clint. That was probably the answer.
I was only like 6 or 7 years old, so yeah, I don't want to say.
Oh, wow. Oh, so you weren't even driving?
No, mate. No, 100% no.
Oh, God.
See, there's something out there. Thanks for your call, Clint.
You reckon?
Yes, I saw it.
Thanks, Clintos.
This is... Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Let's talk about a story that has actually happened in the last 24 hours. This is an insane story. It's come out of Queensland / New South Wales. So basically yesterday news broke that 4 children between the ages of 10 and 14 have packed up a car with fishing rods and cash, a big old four-wheel drive. They've driven from Rockhampton in Queensland to Grafton in New South Wales.
Well, that's a long drive.
That is in excess of 1,000 kilometres. That's like a 10-hour drive if they're going 100.
1,000 kilometres, that's Sydney to Melbourne.
Yeah. That is a really, really long way. And their parents didn't know where they are. One of the children left a goodbye note for his family. And then they just set off on this adventure. They stopped twice to fill up cash. Both times without paying for it.
Petrol.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. What did I say?
Cash, but that's all right. So how did they pay for the petrol?
With cash.
All right. That makes sense.
No, sorry.
Where did they get the cash? They're 10.
Sorry. Let me start that again. They stopped to fill up petrol without paying any cash. So they literally filled it up and then bolted off.
Oh, so now they're criminals.
They're criminals. Exactly. And yeah, they've made it all the way to Grafton before they ended up tracking one of their phones, I believe, and found them. And basically what they did when the cops approached the car, they locked all the doors and locked themselves in there. The cops had to smash a window to get into them.
Hang on a second. Do we know why they've done it?
No. And do you know what? We may never know, because they'll be charged in a children's court, which is a closed court.
Yeah.
So we might never find out.
Also underage as well. Surely some sort of reporter will just be like, I don't care. I need to release this story because there's too much why. Mm. Like, did the kids just do it like a movie just as a bit of an adventure? Or were
Probably.
They doing it to run away from their parents because they're nightmares? Like, why?
I mean, we all had a moment when we were kids wanting to run away.
I know.
Yeah. Like, I reckon about 10 times. I was like, I'm running away.
My younger never sister, Shannon, she used to threaten all the time. She's like, I'm out. You see her up, get to the corner across the road, turn around, come back. I remember once my mum was in the orthodontist with one of my sisters, with Shannon, actually. They were inside, and I waited in the car because I didn't want to wait in there with my younger sister, Bronte. I was 16 at the time, just had my L's. And I said to Bronte, what if we took the car and went? How funny it would be if mum comes back and the car's missing and she freaks out.
So funny.
Great idea.
So funny.
When
for
you're
your
16,
mum.
You think it's funny.
Yeah.
And so Bronte is like, yeah, great idea. So I decide to move the car. Little do we know, mum's looking out the window of the orthodontist at us at the car anyway. Sees the car move.
She's got the keys. Good try, kids.
No, she left the keys with us because we wanted to listen to the radio.
Oh, of course.
Probably listening to Josiah and Ellie in the future. Oh, yeah. These guys are so great. And then we moved the car around the car park. I freaked out as we got near the main road and went back and parked it there. But the thing I did is I parked it in a different car spot. So mum comes back and she's like, wasn't my car somewhere else? No. She's like, no, my car was somewhere else. No, it wasn't. Mum's like, I saw you move the car. Ugh. I got banned from driving on my L's for 12 months from mum.
Good. So you should, you naughty boy.
Mm.
All right. We want to ask you that question this morning, Golden Valley. How far did your kids get? Did your kids try run away? Did you try run away when you were a kid?
How far did you get?
Yeah. If it's more than 1,000 k's away, I'll be very impressed.
Oh, someone got on a plane or something. Yeah. Even better, a train to Melbourne.
Yes. 13, 12, 16 is our number. Let's go to Anne from Katunga. Anne, you got a story for us?
Well, when I was about, I think I was about 15, 16, and my mum had gone out to cut wood, so I thought I'd take the car to Shepparton.
Great idea.
And go and pick up my friend, and my friend didn't want to come with me anyway. And when I got back, my mum was home.
So no. I'm like, oh,
but I told her I only took it around the corner. I didn't tell her till I was about 20-something that I took it to Shepparton.
How'd she react when you told her when you're older?
She just shook her head. Yeah.
It's one of those ones that you did the smart thing by just keeping it under wraps. You got back safely. Probably best not to mention that one to the parents.
No. Well, my daughter's nearly 16 and I've told her that story, but I don't think she'd be silly enough to take the car to Shepparton.
Oh, no. She's apparently in Yarrawonga as we speak, so you better look outside.
Yeah, check your car. Keep track of that one, I'll tell you what. Like mother, like daughter. Oh, thanks for your call, Anne.
No worries. Thank you.
All right, let's go to Sam from Shepparton. Sam, did you try to run away when you were a kid or have your kids done it to you?
No, I did. I was the one who ran away.
How far did you get?
Well, I got from Perth to Shepparton.
Whoa, there's a huge effort. How old were you?
Whoa.
I just turned 17.
Sam, that's huge.
So you went across the Nullarbor. How did you get here?
Well, I said to my mum that I was coming to Shepparton.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought a plane ticket. And then I said that when I got to Shepparton, I would buy a plane ticket to come home.
Yeah.
And that was 9 years ago. And I'm still in Shepparton.
No way.
Have you been back for a holiday or anything? Or?
No, I was seeing someone who lived in Shepparton, but he was in Perth at the time. And he said, you know, do you want to come to Shepparton and meet my family? And I was like, never left Perth. And I was like, sure, let's do it. And then I just never left.
There you go. That is insane.
You aren't dating Ellie's boyfriend, Gav, by any chance, are you?
Your story sounds very similar to mine. I'm from Perth. I moved to Shepparton. I bought a plane ticket. It's all very, very same. We're soul sisters. All right.
Yeah.
That's an insane story. Thanks for your call, Sam.
That's all right.
I love this. We've also got a message from Nikki saying, my little brother told mum he was running away to the park around the corner and mum just let him go because he knew he wouldn't last.
I reckon a lot of parents would be doing that. It's just like my sister, I said, she got to the corner across the road. Mum and dad were like, see ya.
Yeah.
Turns around, come back every time. The minute the kids realise that your parents aren't following,
that's
when you turn around.
And the parents probably like anything for a bit of P&Q around here, you know? Like,
God,
please run away. I'm begging you to.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, how's this? Everyone is talking about aliens at the moment, including myself. Around this time yesterday, I put the call out saying that I saw a UFO Saturday night, Sunday morning. It was 12:30 a.m. I was driving up the Goulburn Valley Highway on my way back from Melbourne, and I saw it just before the Shep Greyhounds there on the right-hand side. I know what you're thinking. No, it wasn't a plane. It was too circular. It wasn't a drone. It was too big. It wasn't a satellite. It was too low.
It wasn't Josiah on a bender on a Saturday night, apparently. Allegedly.
I mean, there's 1% chance of that. Yeah. But no, it wasn't. And so aliens, and I put the call out yesterday, is everywhere.
Mm.
And it's very timely because you may see on Facebook that everyone's talking about Area 51 at the moment.
Yeah.
And for those that don't know what that is, basically it's a sealed off area in the desert in Nevada by the US Air Force. And nobody knows what goes on there. It is long rumored that's where they store aliens and UFOs and all that sort of stuff.
Of course, that's the rumor, because anyone will jump down the throat of a conspiracy as soon as it pops its head.
Well, why are they so? They're so secretive. No one's allowed to know what goes on in Area 51.
Because it's like probably national security or something.
It really isn't. In the middle of the desert? No, this is where they house aliens.
And no,
this is Area 51 is what they make movies about in Hollywood because it's so, so real. Anyone, everyone's had enough of it. And why you see so many memes on Facebook at the moment about this is because everyone's like, if we all storm Area 51 together, they can't stop us. So they created a Facebook group saying storm Area 51, they can't stop all of us.
Mm.
1.1 million people have clicked attending.
Yeah, but as if 1.1 million people are really going to rock up to the middle of the desert and even storm a government base.
Even if 1/10 of that 100,000 people rock up and charge it, they can't get all of us. Anyway, the US Air Force have come out and said anyone that comes within a few hundred meters of Area 51, because they've seen the Facebook group and stuff, we will shoot.
Good, so they should.
That's crazy.
Stay out, it's private property, dudes.
Yeah, but what are they so adamant on hiding from us that we can't know about?
I don't know, but we don't need to know about it. If there's a reason that they're hiding it from us, there's a reason.
Show us.
I don't want to see the aliens.
I do. We want to know what's happening. It's a big world and they've got proof and they're hiding it from the rest of us. What are they hiding from us, guys? Aliens. You know what? If the US Air Force knew that I know what's going on in Area 51 because I saw a UFO on Saturday night, they would be behind this as well. And we put the call out on 13, 12, 16 yesterday on the show for anyone that saw. And the phones went nuts. And earlier in the show, we put the call out on 13, 12, 16 for anyone who knows anything to do with aliens as well.
Yeah. Now, Cody's from Shep's given us a call. You've got an Area 51 related story, bud?
Yeah, it's not a UFO. I just saw a car that had the number plate Area 51.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I was on Facebook with the missus and we were questioning heaps about this Area 51, you know, the storm the place.
Yeah,
like we're talking about, we're all going to be storming it together,
yeah,
all
apparently.
Of us. Hopefully we don't get shot. So as you've seen this on Facebook, what, you've looked up in the car and you've seen a number plate?
Well, no, I went for a walk and at the intersection there was just a car, like out of all the cars right in front of me, Area 51, a guy with a shady sunnies and stuff.
Oh.
I don't know if he was wearing a suit, but yeah.
Where were you?
Fran?
Oh, in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That's
creepy.
Hey Cody, are you like me? There's too many coincidences happening for this not to be real.
Yeah, too many things happening at the same time, yeah.
Did the number plate look like brand new? Because obviously this has been in the news a lot in the last week. Do you reckon he's just seen all the stories and got out and bought it that day or something?
I don't know, but even then, like, I mean, like, to have Area 51 on your number plate, I'm sure a lot of people have wanted that once, and to have that pop up out of nowhere, it's a bit...
Especially now that it's all over the news. My goodness, the plot thickens. Yeah. All right, Cody, thanks for being our eyes and ears on the streets out there. Keep up the good work.
That's all right, anytime.
Oh, it's getting to be too much.
Oh, no.
I want to go back to the world of just being in oblivion and not knowing.
Well, you can be oblivious, but the rest of us know that there's something out there and it's happening as we speak. There's UFOs, and I'm going to keep this going. I'm going to try and get someone on from the Shep Airport this week to prove that it wasn't a plane at 12:30 in the morning, and then I'm going to get some alien hunter on as well.
Some alien hunter.
Will Smith from Men in Black.
Kid Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Do you know how I'm going to get through this Tuesday, Josiah? By doing this. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I've really ruined it because I've dropped my coin. Hold on.
It was a failed coin toss if you couldn't hear the coin flipping, guys.
Okay. It turns out all we need in life to succeed and to have adventures and everything is a coin.
Says who?
Says a girl named Hannah, who's from Melbourne. And she's just spent the last year travelling around the world, basically. Every decision she's made has been based on the flip of a coin.
Never trust a girl who can spell her name the same way backwards and back to front as well.
What if I told you her name didn't have an H on, a H on the end?
Well, then I take my statement back.
Okay, well, luckily for you, it does. So well done. Good call.
Oh, phew.
So what Hannah's done basically is she literally decided, I'm going to go travelling. I've saved $18,000 and I'm just going to see, you know, take a year off uni and see what I can do. What she did was she rocked up at the airport, got her parents to drop her off. When she got there, she still didn't know where she was going. So she looked at the flights that were available on the departures list, went up to the desk and said, hey, can I book a flight on the spot? And they were like, yeah, I guess so. No one ever does it, but go for it. So she whittled down the departure location.
Was she loaded?
Because no, she had 18 grand.
Yeah, but still, like one flight could be to Melbourne or to Sydney or something, which is, you know, a couple hundred bucks.
Well,
or she could have ended up in Vegas, which is a couple grand.
Yeah, true. She had the power to choose two, to narrow it down to two. Right. So she wanted to keep with Asia because it was cheaper. So she whittled it down to Borneo and Sri Lanka and then flipped it. And then, boom, off to Borneo she went. Knew nothing about Borneo, had nothing planned.
Borneo was heads, Sri Lanka was tails.
Yeah, yeah. And then for the next year, she kept doing that. So she went to some crazy places. She went all over the place. She ended up going to Europe. She did Poland. She did some festivals. She camped out in a jungle. Everything was done by the flip of a coin.
I mean, I like to think that I'm a spontaneous person, but that's kind of taking the word spontaneous to the next level, isn't it?
Yeah, it freaks me out a bit. Like, I want to know kind of a little bit about the places I'm going to before I go there, not going to lie. But no, not her. And in the 18 grand she had saved, she only spent 7 grand in the whole year.
Wow.
Yeah. She was like camping on the side of the road.
So she came back with 11 grand in savings.
Yeah.
Take that and go on a real holiday, love.
Yeah.
Hey, we should ask the coin. We've got a coin here in the studio.
Yeah.
Ask before we do what we're about to do, who the coin likes better, Josiah or Ellie, shotgun being heads.
Oh, of course you are. Oh, God, that was an awful flip. Oh, God, I can't flip a coin. What's wrong with me? Okay.
You'd be a terrible umpire.
I can't actually read what that said.
It was heads. All right, so we're off to a good start.
You're about to go on a holiday, right?
Yeah, a couple of weeks, two weeks today, actually.
I thought we'd employ the Hannah philosophy to your trip.
Well, I don't know where I'm going yet, so.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to give you two choices and the coin's going to decide. First option is always heads. Second option is tails.
All right, heads can be Albania.
Okay. Tails can be Seymour.
Or Caravan Park.
Are you ready? Heads, you're going to Albania. Yes. You're going home, bro.
Thank goodness for that.
All right. Okay. You're going on a plane then. What are you going to wear? You're going to wear denim cut-off shorts or are you going to wear trackies?
Oh, I'd like to think that I'm going to wear denim cut-off shorts.
Well, that'll be heads. Here we go. Oh, you're wearing the denim cut-off shorts,
yes.
Bro.
We're off to a good start so far. I'm off to Albania in my denim cut-off shorts. What am I going to be doing in Albania?
Okay. Are you going to spend the whole time drinking nothing but vodka or nothing but slushies?
Well, I think they drink nothing but vodka anyway, but let's flip a coin.
Oh, God, I'm getting better at it. Heads, nothing. Is this coin rigged? Because all of them are heads.
Have we done anything but heads at the moment?
So you're going to Albania, you're wearing denim shorts and you're drinking nothing but vodka. You're going to have a loose time, bro.
Yeah, you know what? I don't want to leave in 2 weeks. I want to leave now. That sounds amazing.
All right, finally. Okay, we've sorted out your trip. Should we go to ads right now or not? Heads is yes. It's heads again!
Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
I need your help, Josiah, to determine whether I'm weird or not, okay?
Oh, I'll tell you yes.
You don't need to hear my
no,
story?
No, let's go okay. to ads.
All right, cool. In that case, coming up next. No, so there's been something happening to me lately, and I can't stop it, no matter what I try.
Wait, are you coming to me for, like, advice or something like that? Should we get in the shower?
Do we have to?
Well, it helps, Ellie. You know it helps.
Ooh, pressure's a bit high today.
No, turn it down.
Okay, all right, we're in the shower. So lately, Josiah, I've been playing netball at Major League in Shepparton every Monday night for Borelli's Ball Handlers. Morning to the
is that
team
your team
this morning.
Name?
Yep, yep. Apologies, I've been calling us Borelli's Ball Busters. Apparently that's not the case. So I've been playing for a few months now, and it's gotten to the point where I've discovered there's a bit of a trend happening, and that is that every single game I play, all I can think about for the entire game is food. Literally. Like, my head should be in the game. Like, last night I was in shooter. I had to concentrate. Like, I had to get those goals in. And yet all I'm thinking about is, am I going to have a schnitty? Am I going to have
Were you hungry?
Chicken skewers? I mean, yes, often I play before dinner, right? So I think that's fair enough. I'm going home to have dinner. It's fair enough to be thinking about what I'm going to eat.
Shouldn't you be concentrating on the game?
Yes, that's what I'm concerned about. And I hope that the team's not listening now because they're going to probably drop me from the team if they know I'm having these thoughts.
What position do you play?
I go all over. I'm the fill-in, so I go wherever.
Yeah. I'm a goal attack, if anyone's wondering.
Oh, cool. All right, good to know.
Well, you've come to the right place because in the shower, the reason we are in the shower is because it's where we get to get our thoughts out. Everyone does it in the shower, don't they?
Yeah, we're cleansing our bodies and our souls.
Yes. Oh, with our clothes on.
With our clothes on.
If anyone's
Nothing
painting
sus.
A visual of us.
Yeah, don't. Please, ever do that.
No, you know what, Ellie? I'm going to make you feel a bit normal today because I had a game on Sunday, Shep United, represent. Mm. And halfway through, I smelt the barbecue as I'm on the pitch. And I could smell those chicken. They cook like this marinated chicken thing. And you put it on a sandwich. It's one of the most delicious things you could ever have.
Yeah.
And I got a whiff of it halfway through the game. And instead,
you're gone, aren't you?
Instead of wanting to score a goal, all I could think about was full time. I'm going to get one, maybe even two chicken sandwiches.
Yes. Okay, so I'm not the only one.
Nah, but the thing is, the better players and the mentally strong players and the players who are probably a lot more successful and probably get paid when we don't,
yeah,
they're the ones that do well.
Right.
Whereas the rest of us,
okay,
the normal ones, let's say, think about food during games. So you're okay today.
Feel free to get in touch because like I can't really base my whole am I weird or not on purely Josiah's opinion. So if you have these thoughts as well, I feel like it's
we can't
having
be the
dirty
only one.
Thoughts. If you're having dirty thoughts about food during a sporting game, let us know.
Well, surely food's not the only thing about. Because, like, for example, how long's a netball game go for?
Like 40 minutes?
Yeah, soccer, you know, football, it's 90 minutes. Rugby, whatever, it's 80 minutes. You have a lot of time to not have to think about the game the whole time. Or if the ball's on the other side of the field,
yeah,
or if it's out,
right?
Or someone's injured or something.
Yeah.
There's so many other things you could think about. Like, where am I going to stay on the weekend?
Yes.
Should I go to Melbourne?
I think about that stuff during this show too.
Yeah. So in the middle of, you know, while you're talking, I often think about what I'm having for breakfast.
You and me both. Like, you've got a Macca's soon, what's the deal?
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
If you need some piping up for the rest of the week, I don't know if that's a thing, then this is the story for you because I'm putting it out there. This is the best news story I've seen on TV in 2019.
Big call.
Yep. It came out yesterday. It's about a man named Nick Zaglinas. I hope I'm saying that right. Now, Nick is a colourful character, and he thwarted a robbery over the weekend. A 7-Eleven store down in Albert Park in Melbourne was being robbed. A woman had entered with a motorcycle helmet on her head with a gun.
Poor.
Yeah. And Nick's just gone in, as he does every morning, for his morning cup of coffee and sees this unfolding and decides to take matters into his own hands.
Good on you, Nick.
Yeah. So this is what happens when he walks in and sees it. He's reenacting it for the cameras.
And they're standing here with a gun. Down. Everybody down. You down.
So that's what the woman was saying, right? Down. Everybody down. Get down.
He sounds like a character.
Yeah. Well, wait. It gets a lot better. So then Nick decides, here we go. This is my moment to shine. I'm going to attack this woman. And here's how it went down.
Land. Go for glory, you know. Like a try.
Go for glory like a try. So his first word there was lunge, if you couldn't quite make that out. Basically, he throws himself across the store, lunges at this woman, goes for glory like he's getting a try in NRL.
Good. Maybe he went to Cameron Smith's 400th game on the weekend. He's a rugby league fan.
Do you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe he was inspired.
Is Nick, as you said, character, is he any cheesy? Does he live on the streets? He look like he...
Look, I don't know. I don't want to make any assumptions about a good old Nick.
Because it says in the video that he has no, what did it say? He's an Albert Park resident.
Yep.
Of the actual park.
Oh.
So I think he's gone in for his
$1. No, I think it's just the suburb.
No, he was. I'm pretty sure he was. That's why he walks into that they were saying. So he's got nothing to lose here. That's basically what he said. And that's why he's gone hard for this girl with a gun. Good on him, putting everything aside.
I know, exactly.
To save the store. Wow.
Lunges at him. And then the best part comes towards the end of the movie where he tells us what he did next.
I did my MMA around the head. Tackle. And that's it. Hang on.
That like slap you hear halfway through, that was him actually jumping on the ground for the cameras, showing his MMA tackle that he did. I mean, Conor McGregor, eat your heart out.
You know what? There's not enough Nicks in this world, is there?
There's not.
They need a few more people at Nick that are willing to put it all aside to charge to like a try at a girl with a gun wearing a helmet and then act it out on TV like an MMA style tackle.
Exactly. This is his 15 seconds of fame that I feel like no one's going to forget in a hurry. Turned out the gun was fake, by the way. So, the danger wasn't as bad as he thought, but still, he didn't know that.
Yeah, good on him.
Yeah.
He deserves one of those medals you get for being a hero.
Well, do you know what? Anyone who manages to perform a citizen's arrest, I feel like they deserve a medal. It's a scary thing to do. I know for me, personally, there's not much I'd do to save it.
So, are you saying that I deserve a medal?
Oh, no. Damn it, I've walked straight into this, haven't I? You've got a story, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, can I tell it? At my sister, I'm going to anyway because it's a great story. How's this? At my sister's 21st a few years ago, we're at a Greek restaurant.
Mm.
Whoppa! everyone was smashing the plates and dancing around the circle. And out the corner of my eye, I spotted this guy walk in from off the streets. This is down in Melbourne. And as he walks off the streets, I see him go up to the counter and the lady turns around and he goes and just takes the whole till.
Mm.
And he starts making a way. And I was like, is that actually happening? So I made a run for it.
Hold on. Did you do this?
Land! Go for glory, you know, like a try.
I ran at her and pretty well like him, like a try, spear tackled this guy down to the ground. I'm not joking. And you know our weekend breakfast show with Angus, Tanya and Dylan?
Yeah.
Angus, right?
Yeah.
He's a mate of mine. He was at my sister's dinner with me. He was my plus one. And he saw what was happening and jumped on the guy with me.
Hold on. Did he do this?
Land! Go for glory, you know. Like a try.
We'll have to get Angus on to back me up here. Both of us pinned this guy down, and then our other mate Jeremy saw us doing this. So he came down to help pin this guy down. He stank this guy as well. We gave the money back to the lady, and then we called the police. For 15 minutes, we had to hold this guy down until the police rocked up, and then they arrested him, took him away. That's a citizen's arrest, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, it's nothing like this.
I did my MMA.
But, you know, it's close.
I wish there was footage of me spear tackling that guy because, you know what, maybe I could have been signed up to the MMA.
Maybe you and Nick Zaglinas could have been bros for life.
This is The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Tuesday, scientists have proven long ago that Tuesday is supposed to be the most productive day of the week.
Is this like a prehistoric thing or is this like a recent study?
I reckon it was about 2012. That I read it
so
and I've been rolling that stat out ever since. But I like to help you with your productivity this morning. Unfortunately, I'm not doing a great job of it. I feel like today's are probably my weakest yet.
So how many do we have?
Four.
All right. So I'm marking out a four today.
Okay, cool. Here we go. Productive tip number one. This is one I've actually been using this week. If your heating's broken at home in the middle of winter, put your oven on. Open the door and boom, your house is heated.
I mean, your house might be heated because it's on fire and you don't have a house after that because that's stupid. Do not take Ellie's advice. 0 from 1 to kick us off
today. Nothing wrong with your house being a little bit on fire. Like, what do you think fireplaces are for? You know what I mean?
Is it contained? Is it a contained fire?
I mean, I've got a lino floor. Lino doesn't burn that easily. So, yeah, it's contained.
It's a slow burn.
Yeah, exactly. All right, productive thought number two. If you're having trouble carrying things, just walk around everywhere you go with a thing of duct tape and strap it to yourself. So like this morning, I was trying to get out of my car with a coffee and a laptop and a water bottle. If I just had my duct tape, boom, I could have my hands free.
Productive thought.
It's productive while you do it, but then you have to put the duct tape on and take it off. So it actually ends up taking more time than it would have if you just did two trips, I reckon.
You're being very negative, Nelly, this morning.
I'm not trying
you
to
are.
Be. I just didn't like that you weren't prepared, that's all.
Throw this thing of duct tape at you.
Yeah, we do. That is a heavy piece of duct tape.
Yeah, I know. It's useful. It's productive.
We got Fraser, our work experience guy, in the studio this morning. Do you agree, 0 from 2?
I mean, if your hand's free anyway to go from it, then you could be doing other stuff. So
exactly.
2 for 1.
Yes, so Fraser's on board.
Okay, I'll give you
I'm going to take that, Fraser.
Half a point for me, half a point for Fraser.
All right, how about this one? Don't have time to wash your hair? Leave-in conditioner. Put it in morning. Put it in night. That way your hair's always smooth, silky and tangle-free.
Productive thought.
Surely if you leave in... Here we go, I'm going negative again. Surely if you leave conditioner in for too long, it'll have a reverse effect. It'll end up more greasy.
Sorry, I didn't realise you got your hairdressing degree while I was in Europe. Like, what's going on here? How do you know? How do you know about the...
Snip, 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 guys.
Finally, I like this one. So if your shower pressure's not right, grab a plastic bottle, cut some holes in the bottom. Oh, God, my productive thought music's ended. There we go. Cut some holes in the bottle.
Well, go from the beginning. The music ran out and it threw me.
Your shower pressure's not right.
Right, okay, yeah. My shower's like that.
You want to, like, change up the way that it falls on your body, the water? Get a plastic bottle, pop some holes in the bottom of it, and then make your own shower head.
Productive thought.
I think that would change it to being less. Oh my God. It'd be less, wouldn't it?
No, it's directed in the way that you want it to be directed, okay?
Is the whole bottle hanging off or is it like right up against
it? It's right up against it. You cut the top of the...
I don't know, Ellie. I'm going to give you another half point for that one.
So what, I get half out of four today?
No, 2 halves make 1.
Yes.
You get 1 from 4, which is an upgrade from last week, 0 from 4. So, well done.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.